It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey there, folks. It's me. It's Adam Bash. I am coming to you live. Not really, actually. I have to pre-record these things, but I am alive when I record it. So it's recorded live. What isn't recorded live, I guess? If you recorded something and then you took that recording and then played it and recorded that, then it wouldn't be recorded live. But it just seems like a lot of overhead. It seems like a lot of work. I don't know if it would be worth it. Anyway, welcome to This Day is History, the show where we talk about celebrity birthdays, because I have to make a decision. I have to go through and figure out what is the worst day of the entire year for celebrity birthdays. And I've been tasked with basically deleting that day from history. You know, hopefully this is a one and done thing. Hopefully this is the only time this has to happen. And hopefully this hasn't happened over a half dozen times already, you know, which is, I guess, a possibility. Looking at the running in loser here today, the rolling in loser, running, rolling, crawling, limping, hobbling loser, laying recumbent loser. That's October 6th. October 6th has a 3-2-1 breakdown that goes like this. Number 3, most famous and influential person born on October 6th, Jeremy Sisto. Number 2, Amy Jo Johnson. And number 1, Elizabeth Shue. Okay, so we have to compare that against today's group, because they have so far been the losers of October. And we'll see if it happens for them again. Okay, so October 13th, let's see what you got. Let's start with a handful of honorable mentions, because there are some here. I'm going to move on to second page, not seeing much there. We'll go back to first page and just really jump into it there. Okay, first pagers, let's talk about it. Marie Osmond, born on October 13th. Let's see, who else? Lenny Bruce, great comedian, born on October 13th. Sammy Hagar, who I despise, born on October 13th. Ashanti, born on October 13th. Let's see, who else? Kate Walsh, born on October 13th. Nancy Kerrigan, Doc Rivers, and who else? Tisha Campbell-Martin, born on October 13th. Also, Paul Pierce. We'll throw out another basketball player. Got a couple basketball players in here. Look at that. So those are all of our honorable mentions for October 13th birthdays. Let's jump right into our 3-2-1. Man, we are just rolling into this. We are just barreling through. Okay, number 3, Kelly Preston. Kelly Preston, possibly best known at this point in her life as John Travolta's wife. But, you know, she's, of course, also had her own acting career, mostly smaller roles in some big budget films and some TV work here or there for the last, gosh, I don't know, probably since the early 80s, I would say. She's been present in the industry. So Kelly Preston, I can't off the top of my head name you a single thing Kelly Preston has ever been in that wasn't Battlefield Earth, which is unfortunate for Kelly and doesn't do a lot for her, star power and irreplaceability when it comes to determining whether or not today is perhaps the most expendable day. Okay, so Kelly Preston, number 3. Number 2. Let's see. Moving on up, number 2 we're going to have to say is Sacha Baron Cohen, mostly known as Borat, very nice, you know, my wife, that guy. Also the Ollie G show, he plays Ollie G from the Ollie G show, and Bruno, he has a lot of roles. Outrageous comedian, very, I guess almost a little bit like Kaufman-esque, you could say, you know, just pure outrageousness and just seeing how far he can get people to take the joke. You know what I mean? Never really knowing if he's in on the joke or not in on the joke, but then he is in on the joke. But is he in on the joke, or is this him, or is it not him? You never really know. Okay. Sacha Baron Cohen, October 13th, number 2. Number 1, number one most famous and influential person born on October 13th is Paul Simon. Paul Simon, of course, of Simon and Garfunkel, but then his own rich history of solo work after that. Just think about the Simon and Garfunkel songs that we know and love. Think about what the world would be like without Mrs. Robinson, without The Sound of Silence, without Cecilia, without Bridge Over Troubled Waters. What kind of a world would it be? It wouldn't be a great world. I know Art Garfunkel is out there somewhere listening to this show going, God, don't do it, Adam. This is all I've got. This is all I've got. This and my gigantic afro. Does he still have the afro? I don't know. I guess I could look up a picture of Art Garfunkel and figure out if he still has the afro. But I think that would be basically considered cheating. That would be researching, which is something I've vowed not to do. I like to believe he does. Okay, I'm almost certain he probably doesn't. But I like to believe that somewhere out there, Art Garfunkel is nervously tussling his white boy fro and just saying, don't do this to me. I can't. Just give me this one thing. Yeah, I mean, Art, you're fine. You're fine. Paul Simon is obviously more influential than Elizabeth Shue. Okay. Is Sacha Baron Cohen more influential than Amy Jo Johnson? Of course. Is Kelly Preston more influential than Jeremy Sisto? Debatable. But I don't think we have to have that debate, honestly. Because even without the threes, the easy choice here, I think, is October 13th. So October 13th, you're good. October 6th, look at this. Here we are, still in the same spot. Boy, I've tried to pep talk you. I've tried to say, hey, I'm rooting for you. I'm trying to do everything I can to try to like lift your spirits and get you to maybe start, you know, showing up with a little bit more fire in the tank. But you know, it feels like this is maybe your destiny. Your destiny might be to walk out of October the lamest day for celebrity birthdays. And you know, if you're going to embrace that, if your goal in life is maybe to just raise your profile as a group by getting mentioned as much as possible, making it through to the battle royale with the expectation that somebody at that level will be worse than you, then God bless you. But you are flying really freaking close to the sun with gossamer wings there, Daedalus. Okay? So watch out is all I'm going to say. Watch out. Maybe just be safe. Okay? Can we all just agree that maybe being safe would not be the worst thing that you ever thought of in your entire life? All right, but for everybody out there listening, I appreciate all of your kind words. I've been getting a lot of emails lately. I'm sorry I've not been able to read all of them on the show. Some of them I don't know for certain if they're from fans or if they are, I don't know why you consistently send me feedback questionnaires about my podcast hosting. That's a weird thing for listeners and fans to send me. So maybe stop sending those. And also don't send me like things about Cialis or Viagra. And I'm really glad that you're happy with your chosen male performance pills. I am too. Okay. So between the two of us, I don't think we're ever going to come to terms on that. Okay. I don't take advice on that matter. There's three things I don't take advice on, and it's religion, politics, and male enhancement pills. And so I would appreciate not receiving those emails anymore either. But if you have any other emails that you would like to send to me, you can. You can send it to thisdaypodcast@gmail.com, and it will come right to me. Probably. It might go to Adriel. I don't know. They're not doing the greatest job of filtering if they are going through Adriel first. Adriel, can you filter out all of the... I don't think they're from fans, honestly. All right, well, anyway, that's it for today. Join me back here tomorrow, same place, same time-ish, you know, who knows. Well, things could happen between here and there, right? I could get hit by a jumbo jet. It happens to people. I could be walking down the street and somebody throws a bowling ball out the window and it doesn't hit me, but it hits somebody near me. And then, like, I have to stand there for a while and talk to police and give them a report. And that could screw up my whole day, and it might take a lot of time. And so then maybe I wouldn't be able to post it on time. Who knows? Who knows? Things happen is all I'm saying. But I'll try to be back, same time, same place, for more of this day's history tomorrow. Until then, stay fresh.
Happy birthday.